I basically became obsessed with the idea of I had to be working, I had to be doing, moving, making, taking action, making moves, because that's the only way I felt like I would make progress. And I was desperate to make progress. I was desperate to see some shift. I was desperate for something to feel like I was making visible progress in my business. Welcome back to the podcast. Now, today's episode feels like a big old exhale, and slightly more of a personal one too, because I want to share how recently I went through quite a tough time in business, and ultimately that leaked into life, as it does when your business is you. And I want to share kind of how that happened and how I navigated that space and how I have restarted from a position of, or from a place of love and compassion and being more gentle and really being in tune with what I want and what I need right now. And ultimately giving you that permission slip to pause, to slow down, and the manual of how to restart in a way that feels good for you. So yeah, let's just dive in and see where it takes us. So essentially, I had a really rough time in business recently. And like I said, it leaked into life, it leaked into relationships, it leaked into how I felt about myself and my confidence and just how I felt every day, like my mood. And it really came to a head when one of my best friends visited me after I hadn't seen her in like over a year. She lives abroad. And she kind of took one look at me and just said, You look sad. And that was really hard for me to hear, because I had been feeling sad. I was sad. I in that moment, she was absolutely right. And it was really hard to acknowledge that. And yeah, I said, yeah, you know what? I am sad. And I had been feeling sad for a few weeks before that. I just felt like I didn't know who I was, what I was even doing, what I wanted, and I really just started to spiral and I wasn't really sure what to do, because I just felt like I really lacked any direction or any clarity, and I just kind of kept going back and forth and feeling more and more sad about how I felt then that I was wasting time and that I was giving up on my dream and all of these things that our subconscious feeds us to support what we're kind of believing about ourselves at the time. So after hearing that reflection from her, my partner as well, he was like, this is not okay. And my mum, like some of the most important people in my life, were like, you don't seem yourself. Like, you don't seem yourself. You don't look happy. Is everything okay? I was like, you know what, something needs to change, this can't go on, because this was supposed to be about finding like light in life, finding joy, and helping others do the same. So for those who are new, to give you a little bit of background, I started this coaching business back in 2021, so it has been going now for 2.5 years, and since I started this business, I haven't taken a single day off entirely, and I mean without filming, without making content, without thinking about content or supporting clients, I haven't taken a single day off. And that's like literally more than 600 days without taking a break, a real break. Like, that is not healthy. I'm talking like even Christmas Day, I probably posted on my business Instagram. So it got to the point where even the thought of taking some time off would send me into a panic of like, well, if I'm not working, what am I doing? Like, if I'm not showing up for my business, then how can I expect the business to make progress? And I basically became obsessed with the idea of I had to be working, I had to be doing, moving, making, taking action, making moves, because that's the only way I felt like I would make progress. And I was desperate to make progress. I was desperate to see some shift. I was desperate for something to feel like I was making visible progress in my business. And so for me at that time, taking a break felt like failure. It felt like accepting defeat. And I am telling you this as a mindset coach, like as someone who does this work with women. And I was kind of shocked at how my relationship with work had become so toxic, because I have a part-time job, I have this business, I run a podcast, like, and I have a life, right? I have a dog, we have a home that I look after, and it all just got a little bit much, you know? It all just kind of came crashing down on me of the realization that I have been pushing and pushing and pushing this concept for a long time and creating content, and I still just didn't feel like I was making any progress, like I was benefiting from all of the effort that I'd put into the business. And I just felt sad, like I just felt frustrated, sad, upset, disappointed, angry, annoyed, like I felt so much resistance and almost resentment, I guess, for the business, because I just was like, I've put so much into you, I've poured so much into you, and nothing. Like, that's how it felt at the time. It felt like all of this was for nothing, all of the effort was for nothing, all of the investment was for nothing. Of course, that's not the truth, but that is where I found myself. Those are the thoughts I found myself having at the time. And I think it's important to share that with you, because I am also aware of a lot of other women in this space who are feeling the same, who are feeling that same, not necessarily like physical burnout, but like emotional burnout, resilience burnout, of like, I can't take this anymore. Like, I can't take this rejection anymore. I need to step away, because I just can't keep giving and feeling like I'm getting nothing back. And it comes to a point, you know, where like, maybe you need to stop, you know, maybe something needs to change. And essentially, this episode is your permission slip to pause, to slow down. And if you are on a journey of creating your dreams, or you're on a fitness journey, or you're trying to improve your relationship, or you're trying to start a business, and you're finding that this journey is not fun anymore, like you're not enjoying yourself, that it's not bringing you any joy, maybe it's time to put a pin in it and reassess what is going on. And that is exactly what I did. That is exactly what I had been doing, or have been doing, for the past couple of months really. And now I'm here and I feel really ready to pour back into my business, to pour back into my audience, to share my knowledge, to share my expertise, to pour back into myself, to pour back into my education. And these are all things I'm going to be talking about today in this episode. So I want to essentially share with you some things that you can start to do. Hold on. I want to share with you some things that you can start to consider, not do, because that's the whole concept of, we feel like we have to do all the time, but giving you permission to sit down and reflect, giving you permission to sit down and consider some new ways of doing things is what this episode is really, really about. So yeah, that's kind of where I want to go with this. I want you to really drink this in, really, really receive it, because I know that you might be feeling like, Jess, there's no way I can stop right now. There's no way I can pause right now. Like, I just need to keep going. I just need to keep pushing. I just need to, you know, keep my head down and keep going. And I'm like, you can do that. You can absolutely do that. You can 100% keep pushing and going and going. But are you happy? Like, are you enjoying it? Are you feeling good about it? Because I certainly wasn't. And I would have loved someone to say to me, hey, Jess, like, you know, maybe it's time to hold on a second. Maybe it's time to reassess. Maybe it's time to really look at this. Like, are you feeling good about what you're doing? And this is my invitation to you. Like, yes, you can keep going. You can listen to this episode and then you can be like, no, I'm just going to carry on going where I'm going. And that's totally fine. But maybe this is exactly what you need to hear right now. Maybe this is exactly the message that needs to land for you today to actually start enjoying the journey again. So let's dive in. The first thing I want you to think about is the reason that you started this journey in the first place, right? Really ask yourself, the thing that I started this journey for, is that still my focus? is that still the thing that I am focusing on, moving towards, working towards, or has something else come into the picture between that time, between then and now? Because it probably has. Things like comparison, things like desperation, or feeling like if I don't, then I'm going to fail. Rather than, I want to do this because I want to make a positive impact on the world, or because I want to reach women and tell them that what they want is possible, or I want to achieve that weight loss goal because I want to be able to play on the floor with my kids, or I want to be able to run a marathon, or whatever it is that you're working towards or you started working towards, is that still what you're working towards? Or has it become, I have to keep going because if I don't, then I'm a failure. If I don't, then I look silly. If I don't, then I've gone back on my word. If I don't, then I've given up on my dreams. If I don't, then people are going to think that, you know, I'm unreliable. Is the thing that you started to focus on, the thing that you're still focusing on? Really check in with that, because like I said, often other things come into the picture and our focus shifts from wanting to do it because of this really great dream that we have for ourselves or other people to almost that motivating, being motivated away from something. So as humans, we have two motivators. We're either motivated to or motivated away. And it's likely that along that journey, you've gone from being motivated to actually being motivated away from something. And as an example, you'd say, I'm motivated to run a marathon because I want to feel the achievement of running a marathon and crossing the finish line and feeling so proud of myself. You're motivated to that point. But actually, in that time, between that time and now, it's gone to, well, actually, I'm motivated away from the disappointment. I don't want to be disappointed in myself. I don't want to disappoint family and friends. They've made donations. They've said they're going to show up on the day. Like, and suddenly our focus has completely shifted. And we're now motivated away from something as opposed to towards something. And that holds completely different energy for ourselves. And almost every time that you don't do something, you're beating yourself up. Whereas opposed to, I know I'm going to get there because I'm working towards something as opposed to away. So that's the first place to start. The second thing is to really identify what have become the biggest energy drains for you. And these might be things that you used to enjoy or that you used to want to do, that have basically become things that you're like, I just cannot be bothered. And they've become almost dreaded chores, like things that are of necessity as opposed to desire, because you feel like you have to do them as opposed to wanting to do them. Maybe at the beginning it felt like you wanted to do it, but now it's like, I can't be asked. And so for example, for me, like when I first started my coaching business, I was so excited to create, like to be really creative, and like I have a real kind of, I guess, zest and passion for branding and colors and design, and always had a bit of a design eye, and I was like, oh my gosh, I get to do my own brand, like this is amazing. And I used to love creating. I used to love coming up with new concepts of how I could turn really kind of complicated ideas into really simple things that people could do and implement into their life. I used to love creating content, and 2 years later I found that content was such a drain, like, and I knew that I had to do it. I had kind of done some subconscious work around, I know that this is something that I want to do for my business, but I just couldn't shake this like energy drain, this kind of like, oh, it feels such a chore to actually do and create content, and all the levels of content, all the layers of content, and the strategy and buyer types and all this stuff that I had learned. I was like, oh my goodness, it's just made it so boring. Like, I just don't have the excitement for it anymore. And that was a big sign for me to be like, that's weird, because I used to love doing this and now I just don't. So start to identify some of the things that have been good for you in the past, or maybe things you've enjoyed in the past, and now they've become like a real big energy drain for you, and things that, you know, actually you don't look forward to as opposed to when you used to look forward to doing it. Things that have shifted in that way. And now I want to just do a quick exercise with you. And, you know, if you're walking, then maybe do this when you get home, but, or you can just do it with your eyes open, that's totally fine. But essentially, I want you to close your eyes and for a second envisage the parts of you inside of you that are your business, that are your health, that are your relationship lines. I want you to almost project them forward in front of you. So your partner, your business, your health goals, all out in front of you. And you can see they're intertwined, but they're unique. They're all out in front of you. And the parts of you that are your business, the parts of you that are your relationship, the parts of you that are your health goals, your chores, the things that you, other parts of your aspects of your life are out in front of you, in lines, and they're intertwined, but they're unique. Who are you in that moment? When those things are outside of you, who are you in that moment? Who are you outside of your business, outside of your relationship? What hobbies do you have? What things bring you the most joy? What interests do you have? What things do you allow yourself to explore and be curious about? Because the thing is, I found myself so intertwined with my business that my business is literally my name. I was explaining this to a friend of mine, you know, my business is literally my name. And you can't get more linked than that, can you? Like, it's literally my name. My business is me. I am my mission. I am my purpose. I live and breathe what I do. I can't not do it. Like, it's just in me. It's ingrained in me. But the thing is, when you have such a high attachment to your worthiness and the success of a business, it's always going to feel hard to maintain that worthiness because you are so intertwined. And I had to disconnect from it. I had to disconnect my worthiness from the success of the business, that it doesn't matter what's going on with the business because I'm still worthy as a person. It doesn't matter the numbers. It doesn't matter the success. It doesn't matter, like, it doesn't reflect on me as a person. And that was really difficult because I really did believe that it was linked, because I just thought, well, I've watched people, like, I was in the same era as the beginning, like, kind of craze around coaching. I was in the beginning phases of all of kind of some of the most successful coaches started their businesses at the same time as me. And yet I am not seeing the same levels of success as they are, which means, well, we have the same timing, the same business, the same concept. It must be me. It must be something wrong with me. And I found that really hard to shake because I just couldn't see how it must be my fault. It must be something to do with me. It was the reason that I'm not being successful right now. But we know that that is just not true, because it's seeing your identity as something that is outside of you. And that's just simply not true. Like, I know I'm so much more than my business. And I've had to spend time and effort on really figuring that out. Figuring out who I am outside of the business, what I love outside of the business, what I do outside of the business. Like, I used to work on the business any spare time I had. I would sit next to Jack on the sofa and he would be doing something else and I'd be working on the business. And I've made a conscious effort to stop doing that, to stop feeding in, like, putting the business into those gaps of my life, and actually having more focused time of, like, I'm working on the business, now I'm not working on the business, because I am still Jess outside of the business. And giving you the opportunity to actually do that, giving yourself the opportunity to sit down and figure out who you are outside of all those things, is really, really important and something I definitely would recommend that you do today. Okay, so now we are going to look at putting in some new things in place for a new trajectory forward. What has been, it's done, it's in the past, and we can be grateful for it, we can be grateful for all that has been, but we can also say, I'm done with that now, right? I'm done with that now, I'm done with that season, I'm going to put a pin in it, close the book, put it on the shelf, and I'm going to start a new season, I'm going to start a new journey. I would highly encourage you to consider that, because for me, like, I needed to do that. I needed to just put a pin in all that has been before now and start a new journey, because otherwise it became almost like this story, part of my story of, like, I've been in business for 2.5 years and I'm still not sure. Like, it just became almost part of the story. And I was like, no, I don't want that to be the story. I want a new story. So I'm deciding to write the new story by putting a pin in that old story and going, great, that was all of my lessons. That was all of the education that I needed. That is all of the things that I've learned what to do and what not to do. And great, I'm really grateful for that journey. I'm going to put the book away and I'm going to start a new journey. And that is what I am doing now. And this is part of that. So thinking about the vision that you have right now, like not the vision that you had, we're in the present moment, that book has been pinned, it's shelved. Thinking about the vision that you have right now for what you want, your present why, your today why, the reason that you want to restart, right? The reason that you want to move forward. What things can you put in place to move towards that? What do you want the journey to look like, feel like, sound like? What thoughts do you want to have as you move towards that goal, that new why, that present why? What do you want that to look like? How do you want that to feel different? How do you want to actually feel when you're working on it? How do you want to feel when you're sat down looking at these goals? What do you want that to feel like, sound like, look like? And then outline your new plan based on those emotions. What do you want to do? How often do you want to do it? So to give you kind of an example of what I mean is, I'm aware in my previous plans, in my previous book, shall we say, I had thought that I needed to post every single day on Instagram, every single day on TikTok, a new podcast episode, 5 things on Pinterest, I need to look at SEO, I need to do this, I need to do that. There was this, literally this list that just kept growing and growing and growing and growing of like, I need to. Literally no wonder I fell out of love with creating. I was creating so much that almost the flavor of it, the intensity of the value started to decrease, because I was creating for the sake of creating, not creating because I wanted to help, not creating because I wanted to create value. I was creating because I thought that was part of what I needed to do in order to build my business. And I really lost touch with that, like creating content in the sense of how can this be the most valuable piece. I just wanted to create content and then create content and then create content and just keep focusing on the creation piece and the publishing piece rather than what is going into this specific piece of content. So that's what I used to do. New plan, what do I want to do? Well, actually, what I want to do is I want to create more value. Like, I want people to come to me for support in terms of their mindset. I want to be seen as someone who is trusted in this space. I want to be someone that people can rely on. I want to be someone that people can connect to. I want to feel connected to my audience. I want to hear from them. I want to engage with them. I want to speak with them. Like, and I want to be able to do that in a way that feels good for me. Okay, well, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that sound like? You see where I'm going with this? So I'm keep kind of piecing it together, following those breadcrumbs. So my new plan is 3 times a week on Instagram. Incredibly valuable pieces of content. Quality over quantity. TikTok a little bit more frequently, but that is the channel. It's slightly different and it's talking videos. So breaking up my podcast into more TikTok kind of worthy videos. Like, that's why I'm recording the podcast on camera as well. And actually a new podcast episode every single week. Amazing. Okay, I can do that. Like, and that feels good. That feels exciting again. And suddenly that pressure to create is gone, because I have created a new plan that supports how I want to live around my business, how I want my business to feed into my life, to be more present, to give more true, genuine value. And that plan is supportive of that goal. Another thing that I'm focusing on for my new plan is my education, my knowledge. And I have invested a lot of time and money into a huge course that will mean that I will be a qualified NLP coach, timeline therapy practitioner, and hypnosis practitioner. Now that fucking excites me. Like, that lights me up. That brings me so much joy to know that I am going to have qualifications and a whole new like realm of resources and ideas and ways that I can support people that I've never had before. Like I coach, I mean like my clients get such great, incredible results already. And the way that I'm able to utilize my gift of asking questions, helping them see things differently, helping them reframe things, that has come from an original course that I did a few years ago. And also my own experience and my own kind of way of working with people, really. But now it's kind of like, okay, I'm taking it up a level. Like this opens up a whole new picture for me. And that feels really, really exciting. And that was a result of this whole breakdown of like, do I even want this anymore? Was actually, I want it and I want a whole lot more. I want a whole lot more. So thinking about what you can do that you want to do, like really focusing on that desire, focusing on what's going to feel good for you. Maybe that's reducing the amount of pieces of content you produce. Maybe that's actually figuring out that you want to meal plan a meal prep for your week. Maybe that's that you want to book in some more time with your friends. Whatever that looks like for you, whatever that sounds like for you, actually do it because you want to, not because you think you need to. And that is ultimately the shift that we're having here. Let me just say as well that this new plan can look so different to what you thought you wanted. And that is totally okay. Like, I didn't think I ever wanted to do like a massive kind of qualifications for my coaching. I didn't think that's what I wanted. But the more and more I tapped into what's going to make me feel really good right now, what's going to make me feel amazing about this business, about what I'm doing, this kept coming up. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, like I really do want to have a lot more resources. I really do want to have a lot more kind of concrete qualifications of like being able to go into a small business and be like, I can coach your staff, being able to stand up on a stage and talk about a specific topic because I have the qualifications, I have the experience, I have the knowledge. Like that really excites me. And I'm really excited to be able to step into a whole new season of business with those qualifications. So what I'm saying here is that it's okay if you're what's coming up for you is something that you've never thought that you wanted, or even something that you said you would never want. That's fine. Like, you are the creator of this. You are the creator of this plan. And if you're almost ignoring or neglecting desire because you said once that you didn't want it, or you said that you would never want it, like, you are ignoring desire. You are just saying to yourself, like, you're wrong. And actually, my invitation to you is to trust yourself. Trust what is coming up. If you think, you know what, I'm really feeling pulled to something and I never thought I would, maybe it's a sign that things have shifted and that you are stepping into a whole new era, that you're stepping into a whole new level, and actually things have become more available to you through your own work on yourself. So it's okay if your new plan moving forward looks so different to what you thought it did. What matters is that you are focusing on what you want right now. And that is exactly how you're going to be able to restart this journey in a way that feels really, really good for you. If you try any of these ideas, any of these concepts, if you put any of these into practice, I would love to find out how you're finding it, or if this episode landed for you, if it was kind of like right time, right voice, right message, and this was exactly what you needed to hear right now, please do let me know. And as always, it would be greatly appreciated if you would share this episode with someone who you think needs to hear this right now. And rating and reviewing the podcast also is massively appreciated. Ultimately, if you got something from this, let me know. Thank you as always for joining me, and I will see you guys in the next episode.